This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day, another whole bunch of information from the world of pop culture. And there's so much happening out there in the real world that we have had to sift through it to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? Matthew McConaughey was a guest on Woody Harrelson and Ted Danson's podcast yesterday, and he dropped a bomb on us that he can no longer smoke pot with Woody, and this is the reason that he gave.
The new stuff does not agree with my constitution and my mental makeup. It goes the other way. Time speeds up for me. I've chipped front tooth three times falling out of a tree on a full moon when I smoked some of that stuff Woody has.
What kind of stuff is Woody giving this guy?
Meth?
Right?
Bath salts? I don't know. That sounds insane.
Would you consider, I feel like Matthew McConaughey might be part of like the second tier of celebrity stoners. Because I was thinking about like, you know, the Mount Rushmore of celebrity stoners. Who would you put?
Willie Nelson. Bob Marley.
Okay, Bob Marley would be a good one as well. I mean, I think Cheech and Chong together. Yeah. Snoop Dogg, Seth Rogen.
Yep, that's a good one.
I feel like that's like the top tier.
Yeah.
And then you got like Matthew McConaughey, maybe Woody Harrelson.
Sure.
I don't know. Who else would you put in? Dave Chappelle.
Yep, that's a good one.
He'd be a good pick. Who would you, like if you could pick anybody
to smoke weed with?
Yeah, would it be Woody Harrelson? I don't think I would want to after hearing that story.
Oh my God, I don't think I would survive that. I bet, you know, blazing down with Willie Nelson would be pretty cool.
Yes, I was thinking that, but I'm like, what am I going to talk to him about? He's kind of old. I don't really like his music that much.
It's like, he's like one of the most well-respected artists in all of music across all genres.
The question wasn't, who do I respect the most? I'm like, who would I want to hang out with while I'm stoned?
What do you mean you wouldn't have anything to talk to him about? The guy's 90 years old.
Yeah, I feel like he might nod off.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one pick?
Yeah. Huh. Of like the classic stoner.
It doesn't even be a stoner. It's just like what celebrity would you want to be stoned around?
I don't think
Willie Nelson would even be in my top five. And I have no disrespect to Willie.
Okay, considering you've smoked with Cypress Hill, who would be your pick?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh my God.
I would want to go on a cheat meal with him while stoned.
Oh, that would be intense, I bet.
Right?
I bet that could do some damage.
You sit down at like a sushi place and he just goes, I'll have everything. And I'm just like all baked out of my mind. I could talk wrestling with the guy and eat sushi with him.
Could you imagine taking him to all-you-can-eat sushi at Trappers?
Yes.
He would put that place out of business.
They might have to shut down after that. Danny, what about you? I know you don't smoke the weed, but...
I don't even know what smoking weed is like, so I don't know what kind of feeling I'd want to be around. But I mean, my go-to answer with everything,
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Thank you. Oh, yeah,
you know, he'd be kind of fun to smoke weed with.
Yeah,
yeah. Write me a song, Billy.
That's three chords.
And then we'll get some sushi. But speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, apparently his company Zoa Energy. Have you ever had that energy drink?
No.
Well, they're in the middle of a big lawsuit, a $3 million settlement that they're making because of claims that they said they have zero preservatives in their labeling on their drinks. Apparently, that was misleading. And so they're denying the wrongdoings, but they're saying that customers who bought the drinks between 2021 and 2025 can file a claim for up to $150 with receipts or $10 without. I don't have any of my receipts. I don't think anyone, I'm not keeping a box full of receipts of Zoa energy drinks.
You could get a $10 payout, though, even without the receipts. That's like one Starbucks drink.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure if I've ever had a Zoa energy drink. If I have, I don't remember it.
I've never had it.
And also, I've never really... Maybe I'm not the right person with these kind of things. I never really expect these things are healthy, even the energy drinks that say that they are.
I'm no.
like, they're probably not. They probably found some kind of loophole that made it sound like it's healthy. I'm not like going into it thinking, this is really good for my body.
It's going to change my life.
This energy drink is going to be okay for my body. No.
Not a chance.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.